Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome in on this Tuesday, October 20th. Quick correction, Brian Locke just mentioned the debate is tomorrow. It is actually Thursday that you can hear at 7 o'clock. The debate commission, actually, it's a good time for us to mention that the debate commission, shortly after we got off the air yesterday, did announce a little bit of a change, although not dramatic change in how the format's going to work in terms of using the mute button on their mics. It's really just going to be in the first 2 minutes. I can't remember if it was the opening statements or just the first 2 minutes of each question.
Each answer, yeah. Yeah, it'll be okay. The first 2 minutes of each answer. So the moderator will pose a question to one or the other of the candidates. They'll go in turn, and then that candidate will get 2 minutes uninterrupted, during which the other candidate's mic will be muted.
Uninterrupted, that's funny. Whatever. This will be entertaining as can be. Yes. I saw a tweet yesterday where President Trump's campaign said something like he will cooperate. I'm putting that word in there, but he will go along with whatever changes. He's committed to the debate, I think is the point.
Yes.
Whatever changes they make, he is in.
They made clear that their campaign is not happy about it. They don't want this to happen, but they're going to go ahead with it anyway. For now.
They want, you know, everyone to be able to interrupt as much as they would like.
Mm-hmm.
Much to the frustration of the audience. So,
right.
Yes.
Because that's not a debate at that point. That just doesn't qualify.
Thursday night is when you can hear the final presidential debate, October 22nd. The first story of the day has some adult themes, some adult words, and words that we don't say on the air very often. In fact, I had to ask John before we went on, we can say this word, right?
Yep.
Because I tend to err on the side of being way more conservative when it comes to the language we're allowed to use. It's just easier that way. But this in this particular story, this word is pretty important.
Yeah, it's also not often that you get to use the word Tubin as a verb, but I guess that's where we are at this point in this story. That's the deal, is that Jeffrey Tubin, who was a CNN analyst and did some work for The New Yorker, has been a political analyst. He rose to fame. I don't know how many people remember this, but Jeffrey Tubin rose to fame as a news legal analyst during the OJ trial. It's been that long, and since then he's moved into the political analysis a little bit, but mostly, it comes at things from that sort of legal point of view. And they were in the middle of a mock election night where they were going to, everybody was going to play different roles, and they're trying to figure out how all of this coverage is going to work. And that's when a mistake was made. A big mistake was made on Jeffrey Tubin's part, apparently.
Not making the joke there. I'm not making it. So... So again, let me point out, because we will get into the discussion of take this out of CNN and take this out of media and make this, if you were on a Zoom call with colleagues, and it doesn't really matter to me what you're doing, but it's visual. You're on a Zoom call. It's visual. In this case, they were practicing for election night. They were rehearsing how they're going to do election night. And I'm going to point out, Jeffrey Tubin is a major name on CNN. I mean, you know his face, you know his name. He's especially on election night. This is significant. He will be, or was supposed to be, it remains to be seen, a big part of election night.
Yeah,
so they are in this...
Yeah, he's officially been placed on leave from the New Yorker. And CNN has made overtures that they're going to let him spend some time dealing with his issues, but they have not said anything about how long that time might be. So, yeah, possibility exists that he could still be part of their election night coverage, but I wouldn't make that bet.
So he exposed himself during this Zoom call. And he didn't just expose himself, but he was pretty active in that exposure.
That's an interesting way to put it. Yes.
I think you get it. I think we get what he was doing.
Yeah, Jamie doesn't want to say masturbating on the air. So
no, I really don't.
That was
you go for it.
That's what was going on. And now this is again according to people who were on the Zoom meeting. And what happened, it's kind of hard to piece together, but it's also impossible not to make unintentional double entendres all through this story.
Yes.
However, what appears to have happened is that he was on this Zoom call with the folks at the New Yorker, and a radio station was involved in this as well. And then they all said, okay, so we're going to take a break while we decide how to approach this next piece of it. During which they said that the people who were still watching, because everybody stayed connected to Zoom, but they said what it looked like happened is that Jeffrey Toobin involved himself in another Zoom call with somebody outside of this. We don't know who that was. We don't know what that was all about.
Okay.
But during that, that's when he became, as you put it, active. And at one point, pointed the camera down at his nether regions and was actively going at it. And then a few minutes later, everything, you know, started back up again with the Zoom call about election night. And he apparently had no idea at that point that anybody had seen, that anybody involved in that first Zoom call had seen what was going on during the possible other Zoom call. He didn't know.
So this was his statement, okay? He did not realize that his video was on. He told Motherboard, which is Vice.com, but there are two versions of this story. There is the as PG as we can get version that you're going to find on CNN and the Washington Post. And then you're going to get the more R-rated version, which is in Vice.com, which is a story I have in front of me because they get a little more direct about the language. And he told Motherboard, I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake, believing I was off camera. I apologized to my wife, my family, my friends, and coworkers. I believed I was not visible on Zoom. I thought no one on the Zoom call could see me. I thought I had muted the Zoom video.
What does muting video even mean, by the way?
So, I mean, you and I use Google Meet, not Zoom, and it's been a while since we use Zoom.
Uh-huh.
But you know how I'm visible? You know how I know I'm visible on camera to you right now?
Because you can see
myself.
You. Yeah, right. And I can see me. And that's the same thing. By the way, both of us, since the beginning of this, have been fully clothed every second that this show is on the air. Yes.
Not sure that point needed to be made, but nonetheless.
I'm just putting it out there.
You said to me before 10 o'clock, hey, I can't see you on video. And I knew that was true because I also could not see myself on video.
Yep.
It's obvious. They make it easy to know the difference, just like they make it easy to know the difference if you're microphone is muted or not for this reason. And let me say it again. Don't use the technology if you don't know how it works, particularly the video on and off function and the microphone on and off function, particularly if you are going to be doing something that you don't want other people to see.
Yeah. I mean, forget this idea of muting video, which doesn't even begin to make any sense. If you want to make sure that nobody on your Zoom call can see what you're doing, hang up. Hang up the Zoom call and then go back to it a few minutes later when you're supposed to pick up what you're doing for work.
Yeah. If you are going to be doing something that is generally done in privacy, I would make real sure that all of the technology has been disabled. Yes. I have so many questions about what other Zoom call he was on at the same time.
If there was one, they said it appeared that
if there was one.
He has not confirmed that.
Okay. So I want to talk about this kind of from a bigger perspective. They have suspended him. They don't know what to do with this. They're in a tough position here because election night is 2 weeks from today, and he would be visible and a major part of that. And this is embarrassing to everyone involved. So the question that they're dealing with now is, do we keep him sidelined on election night? Doesn't really matter what you do with him in the next 2 weeks. He can, you know, he can get a slap on the wrist for the next 2 weeks. What matters is, what do you do with him on election night?
Yeah. And listen, I understand that, you know, there were people who were texting in, making all kinds of jokes about it. That's cool. I mean, everybody has been. So why not pile on? Mm-hmm. Like we said, I mean, even the unintentional ones. I was having a conversation about this with my wife yesterday, and she said, I just can't grasp what he was thinking. So, you know, with that kind of thing going on, we get it. However, there are other points being made about this that are good points, saying, look, this is not unusual. I mean, it's unusual to do it on a Zoom call, but if he honestly didn't know, there's no real crime involved in this, other than the fact that he was doing something stupid on a Zoom call that he should have known better. But while that said, if you're CNN, or if you're the New Yorker, or if you're anybody like that, you have a huge problem with credibility here. And you know that this story will still be, we're talking about 2 weeks from today, right? You know that 2 weeks from today, this will still be a story fresh enough in people's minds that it will make a difference to them, that nobody will be able to, at that point, take him seriously for what he's doing on the air. Every time the camera pans to him, that's all people are going to have in their heads is, that's the dude who just got caught on the Zoom call with his pants down.
576-7798. You are all texting in 913-576-7798. It kind of comes back to two questions for me. First of all, you can answer the question, what do they do with him 2 weeks from tonight? And if you can't get your head around that, think about if this were your job, you know, and it's got to be a big job. Think if you had a big visible job and a, you know, a big presentation or something coming up in 2 weeks, something that, that compares to this. What does your boss do in this situation? Because the difficulty I'm having a little bit, and this is what's going on, you know, in times where everything is done on video, is he wouldn't have done this if this meeting was in person, because it's in person, you know? Yeah. So there's no comparison to what if it had just been in person. Does it matter to you that he said it was an accident? You know, what if it hadn't been an accident? What if he was just trying to, you know, see if he could play a joke on everybody? And what he did is not against the law. It's not a crime. But is this public indecency? Like, yeah, what he did, if it had been in private, is not against the law. But this was not in private.
No, it wasn't. And that is an interesting point. If somebody on that call decided that they wanted to press charges over this, I'll bet they could.
I bet they could, too.
And the thing is, like I said, with CNN, they're going to make whatever decision they're going to make. But I think that if I had to crystal ball this thing, I don't see any way that they're going to put this guy on an election night. There's just no way they're going to do it.
576-7798. The story we're talking about is Jeffrey Toobin, who is a legal analyst for CNN, also works for The New Yorker, and is just, I don't know what his background is. I don't know if he's a lawyer, but he just has had a career in being a legal analyst on television, and he's a very prominent member of CNN. During a practice for election night coverage, he was on a Zoom call on video. And a couple of members that were, a couple other people that were on that call said they caught him. Well, I don't know exactly what they saw, but I'll use my word in sexual action with himself. He claimed he didn't know he was on video, and he's being pretty defensive about it, saying, I thought I turned it off. Like, it wasn't just a I forgot or I ignored it. He said, I thought I was not on camera. I thought I turned the video off. Now, I don't know if that matters to you, because he was still on a Zoom work call and decided to do this in the middle of practice for election night.
Yeah, but in the middle of work. But he says it was an accident. Right. And, yes. And that, I think, is a big deal. I mean, we're talking about something that happened in the middle of work. I mean, dude, wait until you're done for the day. Just, and that's the thing that I think I saw the comments online yesterday as all of this was going on, and more people were saying, What in the middle of just wait. Eventually you will be off work and then you can go do whatever you want to do right. with whomever you want to do it with. Just hang on or don't.
The debate on the text line seems to be, or the debate I'm making it about a little bit, is whether this was in public or private. First thing everyone says, and the number of people that are on the sex offender registry for urinating in public is a very, that's the first example people bring up, although that's such a minor part of the sex offender registry. Somebody said, well, if he was caught urinating in public, you know, he'd be on the sex offender registry. Well, I ask you, was this in public or not?
That's a fascinating debate. Yes. It really is. And it's not as easy a question as it seems like, because you could easily make a case in either direction. You could make a case. Yeah, it was a workplace at that moment. That what was going on in that Zoom call was a workplace. However, you could also counter that by saying, yeah, but he was in his house and he didn't think that he was still on that Zoom call when it happened. So that comes back to what we talked about yesterday, mens rea, the criminal mind, the criminal intent to do something that is that is a crime. And if he didn't right. have any criminal intent with it, it takes it out of the criminal realm.
But he did it anyway. Sometimes we don't care about what your intent is when you commit a crime.
Yes.
In murder, we don't care what your intent was. We care about the result. I'm not saying this was murder. I'm just saying in that criminal context, we don't care what you meant to do. We care what your result was here. And the result was, at the very least, public indecency. And I'm going to, and to me, it was public because it was in front of other people who were not in his house. But we're dealing with different times with technology involved. And I don't know what the law says.
Right. It's like a flasher. If you take it and put it in that context, it's like a flasher.
Yeah.
The reason why flashing is against the law is because it's somebody who can't control it. You're going up and exposing yourself to somebody and putting the burden on them to look away. And even though he may not have intended to do it, that's the position he put everybody else on that call in.
And we'll get to the calls here, but to which I will say again, he wouldn't have had to worry about it if he had just not done it while he was on a Zoom call in the first place.
Yep.
Wait until it's not a part of your workday and this is not an issue. So,
exactly.
And learn how technology works. Okay, let's go to the phones. We'll go to Lenexa first and get Steven on the line with us. Hey, Steven.
Hey, guys. Well, this is a wonderful story to start the day on. You know, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think I'm with Grayson on this one, man. This guy does not have any, he's a respected legal scholar. This guy does not have any intent to go flashing. He just needs to take the bull by the horns and say, look, this is a technical support problem.
Did we lose him?
Oh, we might have lost Steven.
Oh.
It's Fred.
Yeah, your call's breaking up on you, buddy.
Your
we're going to have to try it again later.
Awful.
But I wasn't necessarily making that case. I'm just kind of blue sky in this thing, trying to figure out,
you
know, what is the right way to go here? And from CNN's standpoint, all they can do, their part of it has nothing to do with necessarily with whether or not it's criminal or whether somebody can sue over it or any of that. It's simply a question of credibility. And that's what they need to weigh when they decide whether or not to put them on TV anymore.
Text line's asking about whether this constitutes sexual harassment, and that's a good question, too.
Maybe.
It might depend on whether someone makes that claim. Let's go back to the phones here so we can get to the news at the bottom of the hour. 576-7798. If you would like to get in, let's go to Lawrence next and talk to Shelley. Hi, Shelley.
Hi.
Hey there.
Can you
What's
hear
up?
Me?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What's going on?
Okay, I have a couple of comments on this one. I think, one, he should absolutely be out of the election coverage. I just feel like he would be a distraction, that we just don't need another distraction. And I feel like too, he just doesn't deserve to get to do it. You know, I feel like Forget just made a bad choice. He behaved badly in the middle of his work day. And I feel like, you know, with teenagers, when they behave badly, they don't get to participate in prom or graduation or different things like that. They get privileges taken away from them. And I just think he blew it, and he doesn't get to do the election this year.
Does it matter to you at all that he says it was an accident?
No. Here's what I think. I feel like with all these scandals that have come out of the newsrooms in the last year or two, it's almost like good Lord, can you guys not control your urges? I mean, you don't have to act on it the second you feel it.
Yes. Speaking on behalf of nobody yes. other than myself, yes, we can. Or at least some of us can.
Yeah.
And by the way, don't say he blew it.
You can wait 30 minutes.
Yes.
Or you can wait until, you know, it's a better time. So, yeah, that's what it comes back to a lot for me. And thanks a lot for the call, Shelley, is that I don't really care whether it was an accident or not. We wouldn't be having this conversation if you had just waited an hour or two or said, hey, guys, I got to go to the bathroom. And mm-hmm. you don't have to give any more detail than that. I'll be back in 10 minutes or whatever. You know, you don't have to worry about it then. Close your computer. Log off. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
That really, I think, is the strength of the case that says, do not let him be part of this anymore, is that it was work. I mean, he was effectively at work when all of this happened. Just that is the strongest case in all of this, is that if you can't bring yourself to wait, I mean, how do you do election coverage? How do you sit there for 4 hours on the air if it's that out of control? Which means it isn't.
Right.
He just decided not to, you know, to control himself. And that's a poor enough decision to me to say, no, I'm not going to put this guy on. And she made a great point. It's not like there aren't any other distractions now. Let's put one more on the air on election night. No thanks.
I think it's funny that a few of you are making this about, this is why we can't work from home. This is why companies are going to have people back in the office.
Hey!
No.
Again.
Learn the technology or don't do a private thing while you're working.
And lots of us have worked from home just fine through all of this without ever doing anything like that. So, no. That's pretty lousy case. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly!